back from back from Branson.
Try again.
Back from Branson, it's show number 75 of the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy.
Hello, this is Dr. Agass, and you are listening to the Red Boy Podcast.
The wings of the Nigerian ruby-throated hummingbird vibrate up to 80 times per second. The hips of pop star Shakira vibrate over 200 times per second. Plus, Shakira has a much nicer thorax. Take that, hummingbird.
Podcasting like they mean it, from the shores of beautiful downtown Branson, Missouri.
The dog went on the picnic basket.
It's the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy.
Praise Marty Moose!
It was a long ways down that holiday road.
Oh.
That's supposed to be for the listeners, not for you.
Oh.
Holiday road. Cha 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 cha.
Holiday road.
All right, Amy's having far too much fun with that. Yes, it was a long way down the holiday road, and we'd like to say we're podcasting live from the beautiful shores of Branson, Missouri.
But we really just enjoyed ourselves way too much to podcast. Sorry.
We just can't party all night and podcast at the same time.
That's right.
We have all tiny bit of audio, which is horrible. I'm sure I haven't even listened to it yet. It's 5 minutes of crap.
We have me in the hot tub, or in the whirlpool.
No, yeah, the mic. Oh, yeah, we have that too. I forgot. Yeah, we may piece together something out of it, but... We thought we'd get back to our peeps, our friends, our podosphere listeners.
I know. We took a couple weeks off.
Well, Amy, they missed us, I know, because we got no emails about being gone. So so thanks for missing us.
But so once again, we're talking to ourselves.
Well, we warned them. We did warn them. We said we'd be gone. We did that little thing saying we wouldn't be around. We didn't just disappear.
That's right.
We disappeared a little longer than we had planned to, but we did not just fall off the face of the planet.
No, but we're back.
Yes, we will get to our
and
table
rocks
like we mean it. And we'll get to our Branson stories here in a moment. But a couple things that have happened in the time in between here and last podcast.
And there. Here and there.
Yes. We got a message on the blog from our friend, and he hates when I call him this, but Patty M. up in Chicago. He's a little scared about our corn pictures we have on our Flickr page. Which, thank you again, Borderline, who received our beer nuts that we sent them.
All right.
Show 58
I hope they like them.
Yeah, Borderline.
Cliff Clavin and Norm.
Borderline actually read on the on their show 58, the back of the beer nuts package, which is above and beyond the Call of Duty, I would have to say. But we got a...
What, that it contains nuts and salt?
Well, no, not the ingredients. There's like a history thing on there. I never read the back of the thing.
Well, they're here in Bloomington.
But Pat said that he did love us. However, the pictures of us eating popcorn on the comp are quite terrifyingly scary. And Amy, you have a look in your eye that seems to say, once I'm done with this popcorn, I'm coming for your kids.
Yes, because we are children from the corn. Corn monster!
He recommends... Pat recommends more balloon hat pictures, less scary popcorn on the cob stuff. So thanks, Pat. Appreciate that.
Okay.
So, and in between then and now, we saw Sheryl Crow.
Yes. And we partied much harder than I think anybody should at a Sheryl Crow concert.
We partied closer to an Ozzy Top concert when you should be partying more like a...
We had fun.
I don't know. Olivia Newton-John concert, I guess.
You know... When you go to a concert, you know, I expect to dance and stuff, and everybody was sitting.
Not on the floor, they weren't so much.
Well,
the thing is, the Coliseum does serve alcohol, which is to our demise. And it was a date night. It was like the perfect date night storm.
Dun, dun, dun.
Freedom from the children overnight. Concert, plus alcohol.
And it all crashed.
You know what happens then? Amy makes new friends. They may be listening. I doubt it.
No, I think they think we're psycho.
No, they think you're psycho.
No, you too.
No, you.
You're right there with me.
You like jump out of your seat and like, I feel sorry for them because they're dancing all alone. You jump into the, we were on the floor. She jumped in the first row of the lower bowl and starts dancing with these people. Hi, and we like became best friends in 30 seconds. Next thing I know, here's our podcast card.
No, like, I didn't give them our podcast card. I did. You did. Yeah. So you're psycho too.
Haven't heard from them either.
No, I don't think we ever will.
We have
no.
A great trend going here of not hearing from anybody.
Hi, we're psycho. No. Anyway, so let's keep going.
It's like, hello.
Let's keep going. What else were we talking about?
We can go see Pat Benatar.
No, don't think so.
We can go eat at the Corn Palace.
We haven't done that yet.
No, we should take the I River and go over to the Corn. Corn Palace is the restaurant inside the Coliseum. You know you live in the cornfields and in Redneckville when you have a restaurant called the Corn Palace. I kid you not, it's a real place.
I wouldn't have done that.
That's a bad naming convention. We'll have to call Mike up and say, Mike, I don't know so much about
Corn
that.
Corn Palace. Oh, well, you know, hey.
And in the time, once again, between then and now, Amy, we started a new thing for you.
What did we do?
I only have one so far because I'm not keeping a very good track. Amy once in a while comes up with Amy words. She doesn't know what the proper word is for something. Amyisms is a good term. Yes, I like that. So the other day we were doing, I don't know what, and I'm like, what is this? She goes, that's the water ring. I'm like, the what? The water ring for Luke's, what is it, his something?
It's like the water sprayer. Like a sprinkler, yeah. Sprinkler in the back.
It's the water ring. I'm like, a rubber gasket? So Amy's word, and we're going to start this, and we're going to try to keep track when she does this.
We're going to see if people can guess what it is.
You know, the place where they stack cars, a parking deck? You know, those type of things, yeah. So Amy-isms. So, and we're going to try, maybe if we can get enough of these together, you know, if Amy messes around long enough, we'll send it to Aussie Tom.
Have him read them.
Aussie Tom, what do you think this is?
Yeah, we could send it to him.
Yeah. What do you think a water ring? Because most people say a water ring is maybe like a floaty, like for the lake or something, you know, like a floaty ring.
That's an inner tube.
I'm like, no, they call it a water ring. And they sure as hell aren't going to think it's a rubber gasket. Come on.
It's a water ring. I don't know. It's small. It's the shape of a ring.
I know.
It keeps the water.
I know. And you know what?
I'm leaking. It's the water ring.
Oh, and we have, you know what? Hold on. I want to do a quick thing, and then we're going to share. Oh, no, we'll share it first. The earworm. Our good friends, Illinois, finally returned.
Oh, gosh.
Blue Dog Banter, not so much, except they returned in spirit through Illinois by stalking them, but they did. And so the earworm of the week, for the first time in podcast history, or our podcast history, is brought to you by another podcast, Illinois, in a karaoke style by Janet.
She's going to kill you.
I don't care.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. Oh, and I.
Yeah, I'm dead. So when you see that loved one of yours, just think,
did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Oh, Janet, we love you. All right, and we'll discuss a little travel news after this.
This is Shelley from Shelley's Podcast, and you're listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy on the Red Boy Podcast, the vacuum-sealed podcast.
You got something against corn?
I have an issue with corn. Yeah, I have an issue with corn.
Okay, here we go. Here's some corn. Yeah. Ooh, scary. What's wrong with this here corn?
Well, it is an immigrant species, you should know. This is Mexican. This came up from Mexico.
Really?
And it is colonizing America.
At this point, it no longer has an accent.
It has
their corn's
assimilated.
In that purple. They got that purple corn, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, it's not Indian corn. This is good old assimilated. American white corn.
But this plant has taken over 80 million acres of our land. It's taken over our diets. It's taken over your body. You are made of corn at this point.
I'm corn-fed and milk-scrubbed.
Exactly.
Right, what's wrong with that? That's a good American farm boy meal.
Well, to eat so much of one thing is not wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, we take corn now and we turn it into everything from Cheese Whiz to hamburgers to sodas to, you know, the whole industrial food system.
So there you go. That's a corn report from the Colbert Report. And we had corn tonight, didn't we?
We did have corn.
We did. We didn't have popcorn. Only one corn item a day in our house.
That's some corn.
No corn. A little corn with our...
Corn and barbecue chicken.
No chicken on the grill. So there you go. That's a little corn.
Barbecue.
So, yes, we did. Oh, all right. Because I have no rhyme or reason.
Did I ever tell you you're my...
She is going to kill me.
Hero.
I'm going to come home and my porch will be on fire. Should I play Little Mr. C's Daughter's sound clip? I think I will.
Okay.
All right, just before we get into our trip report.
She doesn't say a bad word.
No, she's saying the word truck. Her father drives a truck, and this is what she says.
She's,
what's that he drive?
A truck.
Derive what you will from that, listeners. It is truck.
What's that he drive?
A truck.
She's 2.5.
Yes, give her a break, kids.
She's adorable.
She is deplorable. Yes. So we went to Branson. And actually, we didn't go to Branson. But Table Rock.
We were in Branson. Branson, it's just like that area.
It's like the Twin Cities, like Bloomington, Normal, Table Rock.
It's on the map. It's like a square.
On the map.
Oh, please.
How much Dora did we watch on the way to Branson?
Let's see. 8 hours down.
8 hours back.
8 hours back. Well, let's see. We had a couple naps in there. So, okay, a good...
Being the good parents, all right, let's start with the traveling. Being the good parents we are, we caravan down with the grandparents. But being the good parents we are, we have the DVD player in the cars. The game system, blah, blah, blah. Maggie is official. We're going to send her some rehab facility. She's officially addicted to Dora.
Your mom thinks she thinks Dora is her twin.
Yeah. Luckily, Maggie's head isn't shaped like
Dora,
a football.
Dora.
Map.
Bap.
Yeah.
Backpack.
So Maggie watched a lot of Dora.
Unfortunately, what happened is we had DVD of Dora.
Yeah.
And it kept skipping.
It didn't skip. I was able to make it work.
I couldn't make it work. So we were watching.
We watched the same one with, like, what's his name?
Ricardo Montalban has a wizard in the
puzzle.
But he was a puzzle and he was a wizard and we had to watch a lot.
Went over that freaking rainbow about 17 times.
So
we survived driving through Dorda.
Dorda.
But if it wasn't on, I mean, the second she got in the car, she'd point at the headrest.
Dorda. And you put it on, she'd be like, and then she would laugh like it was the first time she had ever seen it.
Yeah. Even Luke, who loves watching things over and over, eventually by the way home, is like, whatever, Dora.
And then he said, we have to have Dora free time. We can't have Dora.
So I have to say, though, it was more fun than I thought it would be.
It was really good.
I really did go down thinking. But that's Strasburg, not Table Rock. Strasburg is.
I didn't find any difference
between Strasburg and Table Rock.
Except the people in Table Rock.
The boats and the jet skis.
Slower.
Oh, my God.
But they were very nice. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean that in a bad way. Everybody just does things within their own time, which is great for me because that's where I work. But it was kind of like, we're in line.
Everywhere.
It's like, okay.
Did check in the hotel, Silver Dollar City?
Check in. Get down. Hey, you want to get a pontoon boat?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh, wait, what did you want?
Don't bother checking.
True story.
Just go on out.
True story. We're at Silver Dollar City, waiting in line for food. Two people working for a line of like 16 people. And this other girl comes in, hey, do you guys need some help? No, we're doing okay here and slow. I'm like, I hate to tell you, dude, but you're not.
But it was fun. We had a great time.
Silver Dollar, and again, Silver Dollar City did not suck as much as I thought. I would like to have seen
more of it. Silver Dollar City was better than Six Flags because it had trees and lots of shade.
Well, only because it was kind of overcast.
But no, yes. But even if it wouldn't have been overcast, it would have been hot, but there was still a lot of shade.
True. But
the kids had a great time.
But did you know?
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Sorry.
But thank you, Janet.
The kids rode a lot of rides.
We went on the perfect day. We went on a Friday. There was really...
I didn't think it was that crowded.
It wasn't that crowded. The lines were slow, but they weren't long.
I'm not so much... I like the rides.
Because you get on, and then you get
roller coaster.
Slow.
The big roller coaster we rode on with Luke.
That was fun.
It was fun, but one car running. Most roller coasters have like... one going, and then another one's loading, and that goes.
Yeah, no.
No, one. So you stood there, watch those people leave.
And they come back.
Here they came back. and they watch those people leave, and they come back. Oh my! And they don't have people like running the lines of who stands where, so you're trying to figure out how to ride with your friends by yourself. And but it was
fun.
It was fun. We did candle dipping, and what else did we do?
Watch some glass blowing.
Watch the glass. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you for bringing that up. Did my brother?
That
brought,
was scary. Actually,
my brother brought me on the log flume raft ride thing we went on. Did you notice the name of one of the fire kilns? Glory Hole? Did you not see no, that?
I did.
My brother and I are in line in the water flume, and my brother goes, did you notice the name of one of... And we're the kids, so he's kind of hush-hush. Like, did you notice the name of one of those fire kilns? I'm like, yeah. He's like, are we the only people who've ever noticed that Glory Hole might not be the best name for a family-friendly location? I don't know.
But it was nice.
2,400 degree Glory Hole.
It was nice.
It was a nice day.
It was a good time.
And we stayed at Stillwater's Resort. Highly recommended, especially if your dad's paying.
Actually, I got out there and looked up some prices and stuff. No.
It was fun.
It was fun. And it was jet skis. A terribly over-the-top expensive place to stay.
Went jet skying.
That was fun. You guys had a good time.
And fishing and paddle boats and kayaks.
Maggie rode on a paddle boat.
But I think the best thing was the traveling between here and there. The two things that I wrote down that really stood out the most, and you wrote down some things that you don't have with you right now. Thank you very much.
I don't know.
The first is really...
Oh, I think it's over there. Hold on.
En route to Branson, we passed a sign that said, fresh jerky. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever had jerky, but jerky is pretty much bad meat, dried and seasoned. Sorry. Maybe Charlie and Carol, Amy, can help us out with that. But jerky is pretty much just dried out meat.
Bad meat.
It was fresh jerky out of wouldn't even call it a shack. It was barely a shed shack looking thing. So it was fresh jerky.
It looked smaller than a little shed that you have in your backyard.
The consensus was that was an oxymoron, that you can't have fresh jerky. And the other, this, I don't even know how to explain this. This is what we saw on the way home, which we actually saw on the way there, but didn't see it. But in a little frontage road, you know, it was a dead end frontage road. And we're driving along, you look over, adult superstore, 10 feet away, liquor store, 20 feet away, hotel, 20 more feet away, church. So on a Saturday night, you can get your porn, get drunk, go to the hotel, and repent in the morning.
It was a weird thing.
It was odd, but kind of made sense in a strange sort of way. What else did we see, Amy, on the road?
On the way
besides
down.
Besides porn, beer, and
we're beers. Down running around St. Louis and that area, and it said there was a McDonald's / Krispy Kreme sign that was like a big giant one all together. And I'm like, I thought... That's so bad for you, yet oh, so good.
That's your one-stop heart attack stop.
That's right. Yeah. Then we saw a giant yellow duck.
Yeah, the big old Dickie Ducks or some crap. I don't know what it is.
A lot of Jesse James hideout stuff.
The Jesse James, the Wax Museum.
The Wax Museum, which literally was another shed.
It may be like Jesse James candles.
We saw, a giant pink elephant.
Oh, there was like Bob's Zoo or something.
It said antiques.
Yeah, and there was like a big Paul Bunyan out front. And lots of antiques. The walnut bowls are on there. What's another thing they advertise? The Merrimack Caverns for miles and miles.
Oh,
they advertise that crap. But 60 degrees year-round Merrimack Caverns.
And then we took a little bypass around to miss
down.
Some traffic, so we Which missed the was, walnut bowls. So then on the way home, your dad's like, Amy, you want the walnut bowl?
Well, because we had...
I could not... I was not going to be sucked in by that evil walnut bowl.
Because we had walkie-talkies.
We did. We had fun.
We had walkie-talkies between them and us. And Luke's favorite thing, Roger Dodger.
Yeah.
Roger Dodger.
Roger Dodger. Talk to you later.
And then
Roger
one time,
Dodger.
And then one time I was like, what is that noise? And it was...
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
Let it be known, Amy had to take her headphones off. Where are you going? We're going to do a sound. Uh-oh. What, Amy? What's that? Oh.
I'm not
going to
get close, but we'll see if they can do the sound.
Oh, don't get too close. You'll freak my mic out. Actually, you'll blow the mic. All right, here she goes. Let's see if it sounds. Here it goes. Go. Do it one more time.
See if they can guess it.
Nobody's going to guess that. It's like,
no, they if they guess it, they get nothing.
If you guess it, you get nothing.
What is it?
They're these rattlesnake magnets.
It's over.
I don't even know what they're really called. We don't have the package.
Don't get it around a computer. Don't get around anything.
Anything.
Don't get
sit,
around your credit
sit.
Cards.
Sit. Set it down. So yeah, that was for the kids. They got the little magnets. Oh, Amy.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
You're everything, everything I wanted to be.
And there was something else we got.
Oh, there were a lot of, as soon as we got into Missouri, there must be a church down there that sponsors Jesus billboards.
Let's say, what would...
There was Jesus, just big Jesus.
Looked like a street sign, but as a billboard size.
Just says Jesus in the lettering. And then YouGotJesus.com.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, there's Celebration City, which has the Veggie Tales, which is all like a religious. Only $20.
$20, and the place didn't have anybody when we drove by.
I'm not so much worried because it's religious. I'm more worried because there's nobody there.
It really wasn't very big.
Does it suck or is it not safe? I don't know.
Silver Dollar City was fun though.
But slow. Long as you're not in a hurry, don't worry.
The lake was the best.
The lake was the place to be.
We had a great time.
I almost lost sunglasses, but I didn't. But we did buy. What did we buy on the landing of Branson?
We did buy sunglasses.
Well, we bought sunglasses, but I didn't really lose them.
And you didn't lose your sunglasses. You thought you lost.
Thought I dropped them in the lake.
You bought sunglasses to wear home for the drive because you're like, I got to have sunglasses to wear on the drive. Then you proceeded to pack both pairs of sunglasses.
And wear my dad's.
And you had to wear your dad's while you were driving home.
Yeah. But we bought, I'll put this on the Flickr page. Maybe this will be the picture for tonight. Our Red Boy podcast hats.
Yeah.
I don't have her card here. I'll have to put a link to her.
We haven't taken pictures of that.
No, we'll take pictures of that and I'll put...
Not today. No, maybe not, tomorrow.
We will. Not right this minute. We'll put a link to her because... And I think this is a good price and it's better than...
It's a great price.
I like Cafe Press, but we got embroidered hats. I mean, I walked in this place and I said, here's my logo, and she found fonts pretty close. And she had the Red Boy podcast, two different colors, two different fonts, embroidered on a hat. $20 a hat. We each picked out our own hat. And we came back, 20 minutes later?
Yep, they were great.
That seemed like a pretty good deal to me. So, and she said she'll deliver. So there you go. Giddy up.
Cool. So for Christmas, our family members will all be getting
Red Boy Podcast hats. And you too, listeners.
You too.
Oh, wait. Hello? Hello? Oh, wait, there's nobody there. Never mind. That's why we can do things like this.
Did I ever tell you you're my hero?
And then where are we going this week to put the bottom bread on our vacation sandwich? We are going to back to Strasbourg. How many dogs are going to be in Strasbourg this weekend, Amy?
There will be 3 puppies.
Yes.
My parents are going into the breeding business. My dad and my brother with the dogs.
Yeah, because that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, what are they, Welsh Corkies?
I have no idea.
So I've got a little male who is a little psycho dog anyways, but he is a good dog. But now they've got a little female.
And then your sister
and my sister,
her
they
dog.
Have a puppy. They have a lab mix puppy they're bringing down. So I told my parents, I'm like, well, yeah. Better make sure Susie and Eric, next time they come down, have their dog fixed, or you're going to have some really ugly puppies. have big old giant labs with dwarf labs.
I would like that podcast from there. I'm thinking this weekend maybe do some podcasting.
Podcasting like we mean
like,
it?
Like 4th of July from, I don't know. I don't know. They got that big old houseboat. I'm thinking a weekend on the houseboat. I don't know.
Was Daddy dry?
Fuck.
Children in the house. Okay.
And she is sweetie.
Just because I had to do it. I haven't podcasted so long. I have to use all my little tricks once again.
Tricks? These are tricks?
Yeah, in my book they are. Okay.
They're tricks. Oh, let's tell them about what I've been doing for the past few nights. Before we left. I've been trying to get through. Okay, there's a lot of you out there who have seen the Lord of the Rings.
Quick. Yeah.
You
borrowed it from your brother.
I borrowed the whole, trilogy. The
trilogy,
the set. I'm trying to watch these, but I only have like a certain amount of time because I think it's a little bit too intense for Luke at 5.
So you're watching them all on your computer?
So I'm watching them on my computer at night.
It's like, what, 9 to 10 hours total for the whole thing, probably?
Oh, my, I don't know. All I know is...
Last night.
I'm in Twin Towers.
Two Towers.
Okay, I'm in Two Towers.
Episode 2 or what do you want to call
it? Yeah, I'm in the second one. And I'm on the second... CD.
And you watched and watched
and I'm watching it. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking second CD. Oh, this will be the
second CD. And I watched an entire movie. went upstairs, did some stuff, came downstairs, and you said, where am I?
Yeah, I'm like, could you come and check the chapters on here? Because I wasn't really sure how to do that. Yeah, Matt's like, yeah, you're on chapter 23 of 39.
No, 29 of...
No, 23. I was 23? On 23 oh. of 39.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding. This is like 10 after 10. I'm like, okay, I got to go to bed. So this has turned into...
Would you have a whole nother 3.5, no, probably 4 hours to go?
I'm really enjoying it, but you know what? And the thing is, when they say, when you think of this, you're like, okay, like Star Wars. You know, obviously Star Wars is a continuation, but literally, because I've not seen these movies before, it's like watching one big, giant, long movie.
Yeah. Apparently. I don't have seen them either.
It just picks up, right? And then, of course, you're laughing at me because you're playing, you're playing games the other night with Luke, and I'm on my computer watching it, and you keep hearing me go,
well, first of all,
you're like, what is she doing?
The first night you did it, because you usually are on your computer, like, watching an adoption video or something.
Yeah, crying.
Yeah, or something. And the first time, I'm like, what? And then shit again, I'm like, what is going on in these adoption videos that she's doing? I look over, I'm like, she's watching freaking whatever that thing is called, Lord of the Rings. Oh, Amy. All right, well, you know what?
Okay, we can wrap it up
now. We'll keep it short. Keep it short, you know. We're talking to ourselves, isn't it? All right. Email us. Call us. Redboypodcast.com. 206-888-GEEK. We need a voicemail. That thing's probably going to shut down pretty soon. Skype us. I made a Skype out call just to save my credit the other day.
Yeah, you called time and temperature.
I did. And the temperature was 64 degrees.
And I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. We've had great weather right now.
We have. Haven't we?
In the cornfields.
It's been great weather here. Amy, tell us more about the weather, will you? The weekend weather up ahead?
We're going to have partly cloudy to partly sunny skies tomorrow.
Blah, blah, blah. Check out
Expecting
Tripod.
Expecting some storms.
Oh, shut up. Check out Tripod Network. Check out everything. You know what?
It's a high of 80 degrees.
I'm on this new, like, jihad of podcasts. Just do what you want with podcasts. Listen. Listen to everybody. Be friends with everybody. Let's be a community of friends.
We're a community?
I guess. I don't know. Sure we are. Why not?
I like podcasters.
I like podcasters a lot.
What does it say on your thing up there? What does it say on your thing up there, your mixer, your old mixer? What's what? That thing say?
No, it says forget radio, try podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, kids. Well, for Absolute Amy, I am Red Boy, and we are
out.
Amy, it's so sad to be going.
I'm going to cry.
We'll be back next week, though.
Who has the show you need the most?
Won't we?
Yeah.
A charming host is a congenial host. What do you do when you know someone that talks too much, goes on? Just give up, give him a microphone. His name is Red Bond. He's got a podcast, but it's Absolute Amy and making you laugh. You say you don't know him, the numbers don't lie.
Oh, as a side note, Amy?
Did you ever think we'd have a song about us?
No. Most people are gone by now, so this is like the bonus track.
Hey, you guys need to just turn it off.
Yeah.
Go home now.
Go home. What are you doing here? Hey, did you know Jeff Greenberg, the guy who sang that song for us? Mm-hmm. They were on vacation. Hit a bear.
Hit a bear?
Sorry, Jeff. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you. Never known anybody to hit
what kind of bear?
Black bear in Georgia. In their brand new car. Yeah, he's still stuck in Atlanta. Yeah, worked from the one of our offices down there.
I just like to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I hate bear.
You hate bear?
I don't like bear.
And I guess the bear ain't doing so well. So there you go. Jeff, good luck, brother. We're out.
Bye.
The Tripod Network. What's on?